London was the scene for some of the most vibrant demonstrations to mark International Al-Quds Day. The message of solidarity against oppression, injustice and occupation rang out, as it has in the English capital, for over three decades. With conflicts taking place across the globe and the Middle East still a hotbed of tension, 2013's Quds message was as timely as ever. Hundreds were ferried into London by coach to join the protest, which began at the BBC's London HQ.
We've come to show our support and solidarity with the Palestinian people.
And because it's to support a good cause and show that we're against the oppression that the Palestinians are facing.
I think to summarize that is like when Prophet Ibrahim was set to be set on fire, and then there was a little ant or a little bird that was throwing water on that fire, and the bird got asked, well, why are you doing that? Because I got to do my bit. So we're here to do our bit.
We must stand up, unite as a united front against oppression across the world. Whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim, they are our brothers and sisters in humanity, and we must all together take a fight and take a stand against oppression and injustice across the world.
It's highly significant that the Al-Quds demonstration stops in front of the American embassy in London, because for many of the people on the demonstration today, what is at the root of some of these critical issues is an incredibly biased international foreign policy. And until that is addressed, people will be here again and again and again, year after year. One of the most critical issues that may well determine Quds protest for 2014 is the progress of the proposed peace talks brokered by new U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry that's meant to reinvigorate the stalled negotiations between the Palestinians and Tel Aviv.
People are so stupid to think that the state of Israel is going to have peace with this Palestinian which has been oppressing all this time. And what actually makes it even worse is that the person who's bringing it together is the United States of America. You know, I mean, American embassy behind us. Americans are instrumental in oppression of Palestinians.
It is a view shared by rabbis for Palestine.
The peace talks are just a big mistake because everyone knows there'll be no two-state solution. It wouldn't exist. It wouldn't. Zionism, they don't understand. As long as the what happened in 1948, or the 500 villages and towns were destroyed, and the Palestinians were ethnically cleansed, as long as this is not accounted for, this will never be peace.
Activists are urging the international community not to turn a blind eye to the many violations that continue to take place against the Palestinians and others living under oppression. Protesters have pledged to continue to support Al-Quds Day until those oppressed are shown true justice and given a voice. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.